So our valence band then is formed from the molecular orbitals which are occupied, and the valence band then is coming from our valence electrons. The core ones, as before, we're not interested in. So in the previous molecular orbital diagram I said, if I'm going to give you a problem like dicarbon or diboron, you can forget about drawing the core electrons, the 1s ones, because we know that they're not involved with the more interesting part of the bonding. The more interesting part is with the valence electrons. So our valence band forms from those electrons. Sitting above that then, the empty molecular orbitals now form our conduction band, and there's a gap between a valence band and a conduction band. Now in the case of a metal, that gap is essentially non-existent. Our metal then has got high electrical and thermal conductivity because the electrons can move inside the bands exceedingly easily. There's no gap between the valence band and the conduction band, so the electrons are able to move readily from one band to the other and one position inside the structure to another. So our bonding then is exceptionally delocalized. The material is ductile as a result. Remember, our simplest model of metal was that we had these nuclei with the core electrons sitting at the lattice spots, and we had a delocalized sea of valence electrons. We're now putting some numbers behind that to say, well, that delocalized sea of valence electrons actually is in between a band of the valence electrons and an occupied band, which is a conduction band. So if we've got electrons sitting in the valence band, for that thing to conduct, all we need to do is just move them into the conduction band. If there's no energetic gap between the valence band and the conduction band, which is the case with a metal, this thing conducts super easily. And also, if we whack it with a hammer, then our atoms move in their positions, but the glue that's holding it together are the electrons in the valence band and the conduction band. And because these guys are so delocalized, it can cope with it and stay together readily. The characteristic luster that we find for a metal is simply a result of the fact you shine light onto your metal. And in this case, then, we've got this wide range of possible orbitals for our electron to jump into. So a material then can absorb a wide range of energies and re-emit a wide range of energies, so the material appears shiny.